Faction Meaningless. What is this?
It's been a while.
Episode 17, I think. I don't know. I lost track of the count.
Who was president the last time we podcasted? Oh, wait. It was that communist.
Harding? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah. I refudiate him.
Garfield? Oh, no, wait. He's the president who hates Mondays.
And loves lasagna.
You know, I've heard so many Garfield jokes the last couple of weeks, and they always are about hating Mondays and liking lasagna.
You've heard Garfield jokes the last few weeks? Did you like warp back to the 80s or something?
No, it's just like the, you know, people I'm talking to, like suddenly the word Garfield comes up and somebody makes
really?
A Monday joke, somebody else makes the lasagna joke, and then you move on because really that's the whole joke about, you know, Garfield's been around for what, 35 years? Something like that in comics, and that's really
yeah.
two-note joke.
But, I mean, it hasn't really been part of the zeitgeist, you know, in decades. Are you sure you weren't also doing jokes about, like, Zima and Prodigy and, you know?
First off, there's nothing funny about Zima. It's delicious.
Okay, or Bartles and James.
Second off, the zeitgeist is still
second
there.
Off?
It's still there in the back window of my car with suction cups.
Is it?
No, not really.
I was going to say, because you're a dog person.
Can you imagine?
I would think I would peg you for more of like a Marmaduke kind of guy.
Oh, now you've just offended me. Can you imagine seeing a Garfield with suction cups on the paws in the back of a car now? Wouldn't that just take you back?
Well, actually, speaking of like things that should have stayed back in the 80s, I still see like baby on board signs.
Well, that's a warning so that people will not drive into the back of your car. See,
why did I have one of those all this time?
If you're going to crash into the back of a car, you're not likely to swerve around the car unless you know there's a child inside. Then everything is suddenly safer. Okay. Baby on board. Or
actually, can we turn this podcast into a discussion of stupid shit on the back of people's cars?
Well, it doesn't sound like it'd be very tough for us.
No. Oh, gosh. I can think of like six things right off the top of my head.
All right. Go for it. Number one, truck nuts.
Truck nuts. Definitely truck nuts. That is the stupid. I mean, I don't know. I'm not like easily offended, but that's the most vulgar, dumb fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I so want to get a pair and just stick them on the back of my dad's truck and not tell him. Just wait to see if he notices.
I thought you were going to say on your Prius.
That would be even funnier.
Because that would just perplex me.
Let's face it. The hybrid Prius has balls.
That would actually be worth it just to see like the nonplussed looks of everybody as you pass them. Or I guess as they pass you, depending on how you
– The problem is I'd be looking in my rearview mirror all the time trying to get people's reactions, and I would not be seeing where I was going. And I'd probably drive into somebody with a baby on board sign in the back of their car. See how I brought it all around there?
Wow, that's talent.
That's comedy talent.
All right, so truck nuts is one, definitely.
Number two,
those and I'm going to assume you've seen all these since we technically live in the same country, but not really.
Zoom away.
Those things, they're like – it's either like a soccer ball or a baseball or a basketball, and it's like a – decal combined with like a piece of plastic that's made to look like it went through and cracked the window.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Have you seen those?
Yes. A soccer ball? Really?
Yeah, I've definitely seen baseball and soccer. I'm quite sure I've seen basketball. I may have even seen football. I've seen, you know.
I could see it with a baseball, maybe even a tennis ball, but I refuse to think that there's too many windows that a soccer ball could penetrate.
Well, but see, that's what annoys me about them is like, of course, none of those balls would ever penetrate a window. So the notion that like – are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, I think so. Penetration? Those... Balls? The male reproductive organs? No?
Wow, this got blue quick.
Yeah, no, you're talking about a soccer ball like being kicked so hard that it would penetrate a car window and get stuck halfway through.
No. I'm talking about there's like a thing that you buy.
Yeah, but no, you're saying that it's unrealistic.
Oh, right. Okay.
That it would look like that. I understand that it's
okay,
a
fake. Sorry. I'm sleep deprived. So.
Yes. Oh, really? Boo-hoo. I don't know why, you big baby.
Right.
Anyway, okay, so yes, they are fake balls. Penetrating.
Again, with the balls. It all comes back to balls.
Fake balls that penetrate.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, I see that a lot.
Yeah, that's number two. What's number three?
Okay. Number three has got to be those – I don't know if you must have seen these where people – usually it's almost always on SUVs. And on the back window, there are like – little stick figures depicting like every member of the family. So there's like, you know, a man, a woman, two kids, a dog. Yes. Have you ever seen those?
Yes, I have.
Drive me nuts.
My favorite one though is there's one from a webcomic strip. I think it's from the webcomic strip Sheldon where it has mom, dad, the two kids, the dog, and then there's like a gigantic alien that says Gorsak or something like that. That's funny.
I don't know what you're talking about.
it's implying that the family has an alien creature at home.
Oh, but you actually saw this comic? This is a real thing?
Yeah, no, he actually sells it as a sticker.
Oh, well, see, now that's cool.
Yeah, see, I would do that. It's like
okay.
It's like wanting – okay, here's one thing that I want for the back of a car just to break things up a little bit.
Okay.
You know the when you get the – well, you see them all the time. And maybe this is on your list, the fucking – the Jesus fish.
That was one of my
– okay, that's like the raised sticker. Okay, so number four, the Jesus fish, you know, loaves and fishes, whatever. Stupid shit.
Right.
That's dumb. But you know what's great is they sell a version of that for the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
I've seen that.
That's awesome.
I've seen that. Actually,
and I have
yeah.
seen it in town on a Prius.
Really?
If I could get – if I could buy 100 of them cheap, I would stick one on every Prius in town.
You know, that was one of the ones I was going to mention was the Christian fish. But it's funny because have you seen – like you've seen the other variants of that, right, other than the FSM one?
No.
Like, well, there's the fish. And then there's the fish with legs that usually has the word Darwin
yes,
in it.
I have seen that one. That's
and then there's like usually the fish that's eating the Darwin fish.
That's cool.
It's like this. It's almost like tit for tat. It's like this like fish arms race yeah. that goes on, and I see those a lot.
I like it.
But that's officially on my list of stupid shit okay. on the back of the car.
So what's number five?
So that's number four then, right?
Yeah, that's four.
Okay. Number five is definitely fake bullet holes.
Ah, okay.
Okay? Sometimes it's on the side of the car, but I think it still counts.
Yeah,
you know? Every time I see shit like that, I just scratch my head. It's like, what are you trying to say about yourself?
You're saying-
you know, I would just love to put some real bullet holes in the guy's car. I'd be like – I just can imagine he'd be like, gee, thanks, man. Now I don't have to like, you know, screw around with these facsimiles.
That's right. If they really wanted to be authentic, what they need to do is get down under the car and poke – a hole in the gas tank with a screwdriver and then just drive it around like that for a while.
Actually, you know
and
what?
Smoke.
Quick aside, when I was a kid, on my block, there were people that actually did that. Not in the gas tank, in the muffler. They poked holes in the muffler with a screwdriver to like make it sound loud or
I'm
whatever.
I'm sure there's still idiots around here doing that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Well, now they just put on like $3,000 aftermarket, you know, exhaust systems with pipes that like are the size of a coffee can.
Well, good. You know, they should have to pay for their stupid.
Mm.
That makes it better. All right, so that's five. What's number six?
Five. Number six would be definitely those ribbons.
Oh yes,
of any kind.
And they're not even real ribbons. They're fucking
no,
magnets.
They're decal like ribbons. And. Yeah, and I love those especially because when I see them, they're usually peeling and faded. So it's like the actual ribbon is about as durable as the cheap sentiment that they represent.
Yeah.
God bless our troops. God bless America. United we stand. Fight breast cancer.
Now see, if the fight breast cancer one actually raised money to fight breast cancer, then I could almost see it.
But
you know
what?
The money for those other things.
I promise you it does.
Yeah, probably.
I promise you it doesn't because whenever I see those things for sale, they're like in Bed Bath & Beyond for like $4. And if you read the fine print, it's like 0.13 cents goes to the cause if it even actually gets there because I bet you if you audited them, they don't actually pay. But it's like, you know, if the purchase price went to that, then I'd be all for it. But it doesn't. It never does.
It only works if you get like a pink Roomba, then there's probably some money going toward some breast cancer. Hey, we managed to mention balls.
And actually, let me put the breast cancer one out.
Okay.
That's the pink thing. That's like actually in a separate category.
Thing.
So if you see the actual like stylized pink ribbon, that might be a completely separate thing. I'm talking about the actual one.
The horrible magnet.
Yeah, that ribbon that actually, you know, maybe there's a breast cancer one too, but.
Well, I'm sure there is. But yeah, usually they're yellow or blue. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yellow or blue or.
So we managed to mention balls, breasts, and the pink thing. I'm sorry. Where's my head at? So how's life treating you, Joe?
It's okay. I'm living a different life today than I was a month and a half ago.
This is true.
But
now, when we last recorded, Stella had not been born yet, or had she just – no, she was born right before we recorded, right?
Before?
No, wait. What was it?
It couldn't have been before.
No, she was born June 24th?
She's born 19th.
19th. Okay, so we recorded a week before that. So, yes, you are definitely living a different life. So she's just 4 weeks old.
She was, I guess 4 weeks technically was last Saturday. So today she's, I guess, officially a month and a day.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Do we use days, months, trimesters still? How does that work?
I think you use weeks until you reach a month and then you're allowed to use months. But you know what? You could probably go by weeks for a while because it's fun to say my baby's 16 weeks old or something.
That's right. Actually, that's funny how like. You would say 24 months.
Yeah.
Instead of I guess you wouldn't say 24 months, but you'd say like 22 months.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. But then some people have to do the math in their head and divide by 12, and it's very hard.
Are there any like really obscure measurements of time that we can use to depict the growth of my child?
I'm sure.
Like,
why don't you try to calculate it down to the nanosecond?
No, I mean like old shit, like not something that's just like current and really small, but like something from, you know, Shakespeare's time.
I think they pretty much told time the same way.
Did they?
Yeah, I don't think that's one thing that has not changed.
Hmm.
Units of measurement have not changed much in 1,000 years outside of when they discover something new to measure. Like,
well, no, some of them have, like they used to have hogsheads and
how many stones is your child high?
Yeah, how many stones are in a hogshead?
But time, I don't think has changed. I really can't think of a different measurement, unless you're saying something like she's two fortnights old. That works.
She's two fortnights as the crow flies.
What else? Fortnights and, you know. You say things like half past, you know, that's really it.
Yeah, I guess so.
And some people still do that. Fortnite is like no big thing. No big thing in like married old England. They say that.
Can we call 15 minute increments quartiles? How many quartiles would that be?
Is that a real thing? Quartiles?
Well, a quartile is a real thing, but.
It is?
It's like, it's basically like 100% divided into four, I think.
Isn't that just called a quarter?
Well, I think when you're talking statistics, it's called a quartile.
Oh.
But
never heard that one.
Yeah. Well, you're not missing anything.
Guess not. So, anyway, the point is that your baby is extremely old.
Yes.
For one so young.
Mm-hmm.
And extremely
wise beyond her years. Kind of like Yoda.
Kinda. She looks a little. No, she doesn't look like Yoda. I take that all back. She has more hair. She has far more hair than Yoda ever had.
Dude, everything has far more hair than Yoda.
I don't know. I got a nephew who still doesn't have much hair, and he just turned a year old.
Really?
Yeah, your
daughter. I think that's fairly typical, though, right? I mean,
I don't know.
I usually see pictures of babies, especially like, you know, in the first year, they're pretty much all look like Bob Balaban.
Yeah, but your kid has got – she came out of the womb with a full head of hair.
Yeah, well, they kept telling us for weeks – I mean a couple of months before every – you know, before birth, every sonogram, the tech was like, look at all that hair. I'm like, what are you talking about? I just see like this mishmash.
It's like feathered like Farrah Fawcett's and everything. It's really fancy. She had a stylist up in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I told – when I went to get a haircut the other day, I said I might have a new customer for her soon. So –
You're going to take your daughter to Supercuts? Come on.
No, I go to Great Clips for
Great.
The record.
Oh, I take it all back.
I don't know. Is that a regional thing?
Every fucking cheap thing I ever said about you, I take it back. Great Clips?
Well, I used to go to – well, that's like a local chain. Or I don't know if it's local. It's probably national. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I used to go to a regular barber shop, like complete with the twirly thing down here. But that guy turned out to be a racist redneck motherfucker. So
yeah, I always see barbers and think I should just go there. But my experience with barbers as a child was that they basically like clip you when your hair's all dry and they like let it itch all over your back and they don't care. Whereas if you go to a woman stylist, it's like they give a shit and they like. You know, even though I'm not getting anything different and my hair is like so, you know, basically like, you know, you run a clipper over it with a guard on it and you're done. You know, they just seem to care more and they spell better.
Yeah, that is probably true. Although the barber, what the barber has going for him is that white, you know, tunic.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
they wear.
Okay.
And the fact that they can technically – I think they can still bleed you legally.
Ooh, nice.
Like, you know, in a medical context.
Yeah, that's what I'm missing, a good
bleed. No, I agree with your assertion about female haircuts. However, I must say that when I lived in Staten Island from like my teenage years through early adulthood, I had one hairstylist who was actually a guy who was the best – haircut I ever had, and it was so good that I kept going to him after I moved to New Jersey. I'd actually drive like back to Staten Island to get a haircut.
Wow.
So
that's impressive. But, yeah. I wish I'd seen that haircut because
I don't think
the time I've known you, you've looked like a fucking schmo. So I don't know.
Man, you should see my high school graduation picture.
Oh, I think I need to put that up on the site.
Oh, I didn't say I was going to, like, send it to you electronically.
I think I could probably find it. I bet there are websites, because I know there's at least one website that digitized every page of the senior pictures of the Hornell High School yearbooks.
Really?
And I don't know if that was just my school, but I'll bet there's one for every school everywhere, and I bet I can find you.
Wow, that would be pretty impressive if you could.
I will.
And I don't mean by, like, you know, surreptitiously contacting one of my relatives. If you can find it online, I will give you a delicious treat.
Well, I was going to say I'm going to contact your sister. Anyway.
Oh, no, that's easy, though.
No, I won't tell you that, and I still expect a delicious treat.
Then again, do we not have a picture on our page that's pretty much we both look like major dorkage?
Yeah, that's like what, from 2003? So that's only like
93.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That was our first SIF picnic.
Yes.
August.
So that's like what, 5 years after high school? 6 years?
Yeah. So I graduated in 87. So
probably still pretty bad.
Seven years.
My high school picture, though, is awesome. My high school picture – I mean, well, I take that back. There are pictures of me in my senior year of high school that are quite awesome. The actual senior portrait that I have, which my parents had framed poster size inside a gold frame – horrifying. Yeah, it's horrifying. Thankfully, they don't have that in the living room anymore. They did up until like 5 years ago. Just scary. But that's a terrible picture. But there's some good pictures of me. Like, you know what the best picture of me ever taken was?
You wearing a Batman outfit but not the pants?
You got me there. I was holding that one in secret. But now it's out there. No, the best picture of me ever taken is my ID photo for college.
Oh.
I think I still have that card somewhere. I keep it in this stein here on my desk. Here, I will show it to you if I can find
I've actually got my – did you say high school ID?
No, college.
College ID. I've got actually one of those somewhere lying around too.
No, we didn't have high school IDs.
No, me neither.
Back in those days. Oh,
wow, we got a lot of cards there.
Well, these are like all old – you know, like some of them are like
– I haven't seen that many cards since the World Series of Poker.
So, like, I got like an old canceled driver's license in here. There's like there's my old Ziff Davis ID.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much 93 picture.
Yep. That's horrifying. Now, here it is. Here's my college ID. Look at that handsome fuck.
Holy crap.
Yeah, man. Look at how
Wait,
much
so this is your college ID? So this was what?
This would have been like right after high school. So this 87? Is 88.
Yep. That's from 88 to 92. Those two pictures are like totally, you look like almost like a different person.
I am a different person. In fact, I'm now two people. One of whom rides around my abdomen.
So you're like Will Riker and Tom Riker? No, because they look the same.
Yeah, but one had a beard, see? So I'm like Tom Riker. I was once handsome and thin. Now I'm just handsome.
Learning the intricacies of childcare.
Yes.
That's been my life for the last five plus weeks.
Did you read a book?
No, I skimmed a bunch of books, and Andrea's read these like thick tomes, and we've discussed them and stuff, but you know.
Is there anything that you guys are fundamentally in disagreement on in child rearing that you are like, you know, think she's utterly wrong and she thinks you're utterly wrong?
Not at this point.
No, it's probably too early. Right now, it's all about feeding.
I'm sure that'll come.
Yeah. So, like, you'll get to the point where you'll be like, I need to do work, so I'm going to let the television babysit our child.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, no way, man, you got to actually look after her.
Well, it's been kind of a rude awakening because I was assuming that, you know, you would – we have all these, like, chairs and things for the baby to sit in, like swings and rockers and chairs and stuff like that. And I figured, oh, these are perfect to, you know, put her in and keep her here and, you know, while I work and she's right here and blah, blah, blah. But she will not sit in any of these things unattended. Yes. When I say unattended, I mean like unheld.
Yes.
You know, always attended. But
you have
for more than
she
just
wants
a few minutes.
Physical human contact.
Right. And she cries a lot. And I guess it's apparently colic, which is like a non-disease, which, you know, is everything but yet nothing.
It's
you know.
It's made up like polio.
Right. So, but not like whooping cough, which kids are actually dying of.
Really?
In 2010. Yes, thanks to dipshit anti-vaccine people.
Jenny McCarthy.
I don't, yeah, the whole anti-vaccine thing. You know, if you can, you know, I see it because I've been an anti-vaccine thing for a few years with my dogs to the extent that if a vaccine comes up, I get the dogs titered where they do a test to see if the antibodies or whatever that is needed are still present in the bloodstream. Therefore, they don't need that. And so, but you can't do that with a child because the kid never had it in the first place.
Right, but what's your motivation for not doing it?
Over vaccination. I mean, I've seen some dogs have bad. I know of at least one dog that on its first vaccination for probably parvo or maybe it was rabies parvo combo, the dog basically had an allergic reaction and blew up like a balloon and died.
Whoa, you know? What's parvo?
It's like some dog disease. I don't remember the specifics of it, but it's something.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, I don't know. I just do what the vet says.
Isn't
you know?
That the guy who announces Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, Don Parvo. Yeah. So I can see not wanting to do that, and because there is a test that would prevent you from having to do that, then I can see that. But there's no way that a child, you know, has a fight against measles or whooping cough, you know, out of the womb. It's just, it's not how it's done. You know, mother's milk is great and all, but that's only going to pass on carcinogens and alcohol. I don't think, you know, yeah, I mean, the kids are probably healthier with it and all that, but they're still not going to get a vaccination from a boob.
No.
So.
Is that actually what people report?
I don't know.
Actually, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I would assume so. Isn't that? I mean, wouldn't that be? I mean, what else could they possibly be saying? Like, kids are not going to get whooping cough? I mean, obviously, that's not true if you're saying people are.
Well, no, I mean, like, the whole thing with the vaccines is that, you know, in spite of every indication to the contrary, including, like, fraudulent, debunked doctors, you know, some people still insist that. Vaccines are a contributor to autism. So they don't vaccinate their kids. And as a result, these diseases that, like polio, like whooping cough, that, you know, were conquered decades ago, are actually killing kids. I don't know about polio, but just this week, third kid this year died of whooping cough in LA.
Wow.
You know, which is just obscene.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway.
But see, that's the problem. Since it's only three kids, it gives enough people who are still doing it anyway, you know, the excuse to keep going, or they just bury their head in the sand and don't pay attention to that.
Right.
People are stupid.
Yep, they sure are.
I mean, I wish I could say I'm not, but I'm probably stupid about things too.
Meh. Well, we're all a little stupid about a few things, but some people are really stupid about a lot of things.
That's true.
Or about important things.
That's right. But at least I know enough to...
And I refudiate them!
At least I know enough to swerve away from a car I'm going to drive into the back of if there's a child on board.
Well, you got to be careful, though, because if you swerve too, you know, strongly, you might knock your truck nuts off the back of your car.
By the way, if the car's filled with elderly people... Slap right into it. Don't care. They had their shot.
I was just watching this. Here's a nice segue. I was just watching, not just a couple weeks ago, but some videos. I think it was on Consumerist or something, of all of these. I never realized there were so many scams where people like pretend to get in an accident with you and then collect – Yeah, like they had little videos of all these different scenarios, like two people, like, you know, one gets in front of you and one gets behind you. And then, you know, they even had ones where a guy would like bump you in the back and then there'd be a van behind him and all the people in the van would get in the car and pretend they were in the car when the accident happened. And,
really?
Yeah, it's like it's amazingly brazen. And, you know, you wonder why car insurance is so expensive.
And
it's
I'll bet every single one of those things had, you know, all those cons have like some cool name. If I've learned anything from watching movies like Ocean's 11, they all have a cool name.
Yeah, like one of them is probably like the St. Louis Soft Shoe or something like that.
Sure, why not? The reverse Chinese fire drill. I don't know. No idea.
Minnesota trombone.
No, that's a sex act. I'm sorry.
No, that's the rusty trombone.
Rusty trombone.
Don't get that with the Minnesota trombone, which is a wholesome activity.
A rusty Minnesota trombone is
That's a completely different.
That's thing. Just cold on your
that's
lips.
That's just vile. That's just filth, flarn, filth.
See, rusty trombone. Somebody said that the other night when I was hanging out with my friends. People were talking about rusty trombones.
I thought rusty trombone was like, you know, the baseball coach for the...
He's actually a cartoon character on Dora the Explorer.
Wait! Stop the presses!
I will. What happened?
There was a rumor...
That George Steinbrenner is still alive.
There is a rumor
that the
iPhone is coming to a carrier other than AT&T.
God damn it.
Let me finish.
And
other than Verizon.
Well, the only one that makes sense is T-Mobile, and it's still not going to happen.
According to the Cult of Mac.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
A highly placed source at T-Mobile let it slip that they've got an 80% chance of getting the iPhone in Q3.
Mm-hmm.
Now that makes sense.
It makes sense, and it's still not going to happen.
Because if they did get it, that actually would be the nicest phone that T-Mobile has, even better than the HD2.
Doesn't T-Mobile have a good Android phone?
They've got the Galaxy S. I guess they could call it the Vibrant, which just came out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's nice, but it's not like Evo nice.
Remind me again of why you like T-Mobile so much.
I like T-Mobile because I get 1,500 minutes a month for $40, and I get a landline replacement service for $10 a month.
That's good.
And I get 3G data. which is $30 a month. By the way, I save like 14% off of all that for being in AAA.
Cool.
And their customer service is quite good. And their coverage is quite excellent down here, except for at my mom's house where it does not exist.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, I have crappy service at my own family's location when I use AT&T, but I can still at least make a call.
Yes, but you have AT&T.
Yes, I have AT&T.
So you could have crap. If you could be sitting on the AT&T tower and have crappy service.
Yeah, but that's only because I like to grip my phone in just such a dirty, nasty way that the antennas are all touching and rubbing and
did you see those antenna aids? Did I send you those?
No, antenna aids? Really?
Antenna aids. Yeah, they're I think that's when I sent it to you. I'll send it to you later. They're basically like it's a pack of six colored Band-Aid things. It's like little strips you put over that crack in the iPhone 4.
Really?
Yeah, like it's a real thing, I think, and it's actually like fairly funny and clever and
I know,
and
but...
and what was it? What did it say? It said you know, of course, there's the fixes the iPhone type of thing. But then yes. The thing I liked was comes in six colors that the retina can actually see. You know,
are people putting out things in colors that I can't see?
No, but that was, you know, that was Jobs said that the retina display actually displayed more colors than the eye could discern. So that was kind of like a funny take on that.
I could see that. Yeah. Well, I'm on the list to get the iPhone 4 once some come into my local Radio Shack because
– Oh, so you're actually on, you're actually down – wait, what? Who?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
What?
I was
– What Shack?
No one's more shocked at the Shack news than I am. However, Radio Shack is a deal where if you give them your old iPhone, they'll give you $200 for it. So I'm basically going to get a free iPhone 4.
Wow.
And my friend Brett already did it. And it's legit. Now, the question is it still going to be legit when they finally get some damn phones in? Because I've been on the list for 2 weeks, and I haven't heard anything.
See, that's kind of amazing because I put, like, Radio Shack up there with, like, places that I would never go, like Pizza Hut, for example. Just, you know, an old thing that
– Yeah, yeah. Well, see, it's not that big a deal.
Or Pottery Barn.
Now, see, Pottery Barn has very nice stuff. What's your problem there?
It's expensive.
Yeah, it is really expensive. That's
really
what's nice.
It's expensive.
You pay for what you
and by
get.
The way, Crate and Barrel, I've been there. No crates, no barrels.
Oh, I've seen crates there.
No.
They're usually made of wicker or something fancy, though. Or maybe that's I'm thinking of Pier 1 imports.
That's more of a basket.
Yeah.
But so anyway, not to digress, but I'm glad to see that you're back on the toking the iPhone Doobie or
– You're glad? I thought you would wanted me to go toward the Droid.
Well, no. I didn't really care, but just that, you know, when you had gotten – you had gotten the iPhone and, like, it pretty much, like, you Borgified with it.
Yes.
And then I was – when, you know, when you mentioned that you were thinking of going Android, I was like, that just caused me to question all of my core beliefs.
It's 18 months now since I got my iPhone 3G. I don't even have the 3GS, so I'm now two generations behind. The battery life on this thing sucks, and you can't.
Oh, you have the 3G. That's right.
Yeah. So the battery life's terrible. When you update to the new iPhone OS 4, you can do some stuff, but you can't do everything.
Right.
You know, there's just and it's slow. I mean,
what you can definitely do with the iOS 4 is wait longer for shit to happen. Because I put it on my iPod, and like everything, just even changing the brightness takes like an hour.
See, that's so. And that's the thing is like that OS obviously was written to take advantage of new chips in the iPad and the new iPhone 4. So I kind of want to do that. And I hate myself for doing it, but it's like it's laziness to this extent now because I've invested in apps. All my music on iTunes. I've got all of I've got audiobooks out the wazoo in iTunes, you know, that I got from Audible. I've just got a lot tied up in, you know, this Apple product. And so I kind of want the next generation. And I've seen iPhone 4. Like I said, a friend of mine's got it. It's a damn nice piece of hardware.
See, it's interesting that you say that because I have got an iPod Touch, a 2G iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had it for like 18 months now, and it is now getting to the point where the battery basically lasts like a day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a day and a half, and that's not with constant use. So I am, you know, I'm not going to pay $100 to replace the battery in a $180 product.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not leaving T-Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I, like you, I use my iPod a lot, you know, for different apps, and we play chess, and I, you know, I listen to podcasts with it on an almost daily basis in the car and stuff. So I have a investment, if not monetary investment in apps, but just like a infrastructure investment. So if the iPhone came to T-Mobile, I would probably – that would probably be what it took for me to actually get one.
Yeah.
So
– so,
'cause then I wouldn't have to replace the iPod and, you know –
I have, but I'm pleased to say, though, if I got an iPhone 4 and I for some reason hated it, at least I do know that I have a 30-day return and there are now good phones on Verizon. So I could go back to Verizon. Yeah. And
there's a lot of good phones on Verizon for the first time. Like a year ago, Verizon's phones were terrible. They had the best service but the worst, like lamest-ass phones.
Yeah.
And ever since the Droid like opened the floodgates, now they got the Droid. The Incredible, the X, whatever the new Droid is coming out.
X, yep.
Yeah, and you know, so
and they're all Android phones. I mean, that's
right.
The thing. It's like they tried that BlackBerry Storm was, you know, a joke out the gate. It was like the manual typewriter of phones, pushing the whole screen down. So that that deserved to die, and now I'm glad to see Android giving the iPhone some real competition. And let's hope that Apple's paying attention. And, you know, then again, we know they're not because they're so insulated they didn't even realize that they had an antenna problem, or they realized it and didn't care and thought the fanboys would just let it go, and they didn't.
Isn't it funny how that whole, you know, a few months ago before the thing was released, there was that whole imbroglio about, you know, the lost, you know, slash stolen one, and that wasn't the biggest iPhone 4 story of the year.
I know. Yeah, that's pretty amazing because you'd think that would have at least – somebody should have come out with something. But I guess nobody really had a chance to try. They bricked the phone before anything could be could be done to it.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I think when they got it, it pretty much bricked itself, you know, 4 hours later. It was checking in, you know, so they didn't nobody actually tested it.
Steve Jobs is like, oh, my God, what if they find out about the antenna thing? Break it now.
So now, do you think that they're – well, first of all, a black or white?
You know, I'm going to take whatever it comes in at the stupid Radio Shack at this point. And it doesn't matter if I get the white because I'm going to have a cover on it. You know, it's glass on both sides. Who doesn't put a cover on a phone that's like carrying a piece of glass with some electronics mushed between them in your pocket?
It's like carrying a car rearview mirror in your pocket.
Yeah, it's not a good thing safety-wise, so I don't know.
And do you think that they're going to – I know despite Stevie J's, you know, protestations that they're actually going to be re-engineering this phone and to some extent. So you think you're going to get a – no?
No. They're not going to re-engineer squat until next year.
They're not going to –
No. They're going to offer
stream in some change, some hardware change. To,
No. They're going to give you. They're going to give you a $30 case. Apple's
that's
already
it?
Said they're going to lose.
I thought that was just to mollify the people that bought. I figured they were definitely going to do something.
No, that's to mollify everybody at least till September 30th. Then, but see, there's no way to fix this with firmware. It's a physical problem. Number two, it's a design in the phone. There's no way they're going to like put out a redesigned iPhone 4.
So you're going to hold it like this?
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing is like it's only a problem if you hold it with your left hand anyway. I don't really hold a phone with my left hand unless you put your
– You don't? Are you left-handed?
No, I'm not left-handed. So I hold the phone with my right hand. But if you –
Oh, I would always hold it with my left hand.
Well, you're a fucking freak.
I was thinking – I might be.
No, I don't know. I usually hold the phone in my right ear with my right hand.
Interesting.
And so, therefore, my fingers might be on the spot where the antennas touch and therefore could cause the same problem. But it's usually with the left hand and the palm of the hand causing the issue, touching that spot, as far as I recall. Maybe I have it totally backwards, but no, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Well, I know it's the gap is in the lower left corner if you're facing the phone.
So
logically, I guess you'd be more likely to touch it if you're holding it in your left hand.
Exactly. So, therefore, only southpaws are having this problem. And you know what? Those fucking people don't deserve to make calls.
No, but see, I just said I am a right-hander, and I hold my phone in the left hand. So
well, you don't deserve to make calls either, then, you ambidextrous fuck. I don't like people who aren't right-handed.
All right, now here.
See, I'm a racist like your former barber. So, Joe, do you remember your dreams when you wake up?
Once in a while I do, but most of the time I don't. And the weirdest thing, like, I don't know if you have this problem, but, like, when you remember – how can you remember a dream but not remember what the dream was?
Oh, I have that happen all the time. Yeah,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like that just seems like –
you have the gist of it in your head. You know, like, something happened and it was cool and you saw somebody, but you don't know who it was and you don't know what you did.
That's just one of the weird – that just seems completely incongruous that you could know that you had a dream, be absolutely sure you had a dream, but not remember any detail about it.
Well, that's why people practice lucid dreaming so they can try to remember those things. You know, there's all things you can do to help your concentration while you're dreaming and make that all happen. You know, and maybe it's all metaphysical mumbo jumbo, but, you know, hell, then, you know, so is a lot of medicine, to be perfectly honest. So, but the reason I ask
is especially those vaccines.
Yeah, fucking whooping cough. That thing, it's made up like
whoop, like, big deal.
Yeah, I know. It's like cancer. It's all made up. The reason I asked about your dreams was I was wondering if you've ever been in a dream and had a dream that you were dreaming and then dreamed about the dream and then remembered the dream inside the dream when then you woke up.
Talking about the what now?
And this is my way of saying you should go see the movie Inception.
Oh, okay. I definitely want to see Inception. That's already on my queue.
Wow. Don't wait. It's big. It's like –
I didn't go to movies before I had an infant. I sure ain't going to be doing it now.
This is what grandparents were created for. So
well, unfortunately, one of them is 100 miles away and the other is 250. But
they're going to visit at some point and Inception will still be in theaters and you should go.
Well, Inception, as you probably know, is a Christopher Nolan film.
I did know that.
And he also did one of my other favorite films, which is Memento.
Yes,
correct?
He did. Correct.
Now, that was another good movie. I mean, you know, talk about twisting your mind and stuff.
Damn good movie. This is a whole other twist. This is like if Memento had a $250 million budget, it would be – well, no, it wouldn't be. It's a totally different story. But that's what's great. It's like this is wholly original and right. – Amazingly complicated story that you will have no problem following at all.
And it was tops in the box office last weekend, which I think came as somewhat of a surprise.
I don't know why it was a surprise to anybody that this film would beat The Sorcerer's fucking Apprentice.
Oh, that's idiotic.
Jesus. I mean, it might have some competition because there's an Angelina Jolie film coming out this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Salt.
But even that is – I bet the word of mouth on Inception is huge. It's going to – come roaring in and crush Salt like a grain of sand.
Well, I'm definitely going to watch it, though, not in the theater.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I just want you to know that I weep for you.
But
then again, you have a television the size of some movie screens I've seen, so I guess you're not really going to miss out on much.
I got to get to the pharmacy in a few minutes.
The pharmacy.
Yeah, I have to buy an assortment of creams and eye drops.
That's not where that's not where I thought you were going with that. I'm going to So, we've come to the end of another Facts Are Meaningless, and maybe we'll do another one before the end of the summer.
I think we will.
We will.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes.
We'll find a way. You went a whole hour without the baby crying.
Well, you wouldn't have heard it. I didn't hear it either, but I'm wearing headphones. So if it is in fact happening, I would not necessarily know.
I see. So you've locked.
For the record, my wife is with the baby. So
boring. I wanted to say something about her being locked in a cupboard under the stairs. So she could grow up to become.
I keep her in a Cheerios box.
hey, anybody who likes Facts Are Meaningless, you should, I don't know, tell us.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, really.
For starters.
That's totally
not
true.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Yep. And we hope you will never, ever come back to hear anything else we ever say, but I'm sure we'll be back with more stupid crap.
See, that's it. Reverse psychology. Tell them, don't listen to us. Don't come back here. We don't like you.
That's right.
And we will have throngs of followers.
I pretty much despise everyone who's listening to this right now.
As do I.
All right. And that's not really reverse psychology. I hate you people.
But that's – what would that – that would be subliminal.
Subliminal.
Although you actually said it explicitly, so –
I did.
You'd have to like embed it in the audio stream or something, or actually, you know what, folks? Play this podcast backwards. Ooh. I promise you will not be disappointed.
Yes. Maybe I'll just randomly stick the word sphincter in the podcast throughout, like I used to do when I typed papers for people in college, just to make sure that they were going to proofread them. I'd hand them the paper and I'd say, look, you need to read this through. Because I inserted the word sphincter in a random spot, and if you don't find it and mark it off, I'm not going to retype this paper for you.
See, you know what I would have done? I would have been like, I inserted 147 sphincters in your paper, and you must ferret them all out.
What so I should have
to be like a game.
You know what I should have done was given somebody like the first page pristine, and then like pages 2 through 10, just the word sphincter repeated, and see, and not said anything. And then see if they handed it in. Oh, man. Please, somebody listening to this, tell a college student, make them do that for me.
And be careful, kids, because, you know, they're checking for plagiarism on the internet now. So,
yeah. If you have
if somebody's already submitted a paper that's nothing but the word sphincter, pick another word.
Yeah, that's right. Go with, I don't know, what's as good a word? Nah, nothing's better than sphincter.
How about epiglottis?
It's not quite as dirty. How about
anus?
Anus? Pure anus?
How about taint?
Taint. There we go. Taint. All right. We'll call this episode The Taint of Sphincter. All right. And with that, I will bid you adieu.
Okay.
Adios, man.
This podcast is rated PG-13 MLV.